stay tuned to this network for pigs.
Tonight on Pigs, we join officers of the State Highway Patrol, filming them in their intense, violent, never-ending street battles in the grueling, action-packed, and absolutely tremendously exciting and dramatic war on drugs. Our reporter and cameraman get right in the back of a cruiser to get the gritty details of this fast-paced, dangerous line of police work.
Okay, so what kind of criteria do you guys use when you're deciding who to pull over?
Well, let me tell you something, college boy. Basically, anyone who displays any of the characteristics listed in our drug offender profile, you see...
And what are some of those characteristics?
Deadheads.
Yeah, them deadheads in Volkswagen vans.
Yep.
That's a dead giveaway. pardon that pun. You know, guys with long hair.
Bumper stickers, bands like The Damned or Dr. Dre or any other band starting with the letter D.
Yeah, you're blacks, too.
Yeah, black guy in a nice car doing the speed limit. Watch out for him.
See an actual arrest of a suspected alleged pusher kingpin.
You see that? Did you see that? Roach clips hanging from the rearview mirror of a Camaro?
Yeah.
This guy was just screaming, "Bust me! Bust me! I'm a doper! Weren't you, punk?"
Oh! Hey, what kind of cops are you?
Shut up! Shut up and get in the car! I'm sure the guys downtown at the lab will be able to deck some prohibited resin type substances on that clip.
Hey! Wait a minute!
What?
We ain't got no room in the cruiser for this guy. We got these here reporters and camera guys and all their battery packs and shit.
Well, what do you want to do? Let him go?
We ain't got no choice. Hey, get lost, hophead.
Now watch your ass.
Punk. Let's go get some smokes.
Yeah, I'm dying for a bear claw.
On the next, Pigs.
Remember, you can only hear such action-packed drama as that on the Chris and Rob late-night talk show where I'll always be Chris.
And I'll always be Rob.
And the phone number will always be...
749-1444.
Hello, Tony, you're on the air.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing much. What are you guys doing?
Talk show, what are you doing?
Listening to you guys. What do you think I'm doing?
Man, sounds good.
Does it? But I got a little deal with you. That Australian birthmark?
Yeah.
I can beat that.
Well, go. We're out of T-shirts, but go for it.
I got four nipples.
What?
I've heard of that before.
What are you, a Siamese twin?
No, I was born like that.
I dated a girl with three nipples once.
I know a girl with three nipples too.
If she's the same girl, I'll kill you.
Does she got one on the back? It's like one on her shoulder, and that way you can dance with her and play with her tits at the same time.
No, that wasn't her.
No. You got four nipples?
Yeah, I'm not shitting you either.
Well, are they like, you know, two and two? Are they two and then like you're just one stuck on your side, like by your kidney or something?
Yeah, actually.
You got a nipple on your kidney?
I have one. I have the two regular ones and I have like two smaller ones.
Where are they?
On my chest.
Ugh. Is that cool, like at the beach?
I don't know.
I've been
on the beach three or four times.
Do the chicks dig it?
They think I'm a freak.
Do you have a big hairy chest that covers them up, or are they just sticking there for all the world to see?
Not really.
Not really what?
I don't really have a big hairy chest to cover them all up, but they're noticeable.
Did the kids laugh at you in school and gym class?
No.
What was your nickname?
My nickname?
Yeah.
I didn't really have one.
Pair of tits? Something like that?
Nah.
Well, I tell you what, I wish we had a t-shirt for you, Tony, because, That one would probably beat everything we're going to hear tonight.
That's what I thought. That's why I called in.
Well, congratulations on your nipples, and I hope they work out for you.
Okay.
Take it easy.
You guys have fun.
All right.
Bye.
Later. Man, Wow. Wow. That does kind of make a birthmark in the shape of Australia seem kind of insignificant, having four nips.
That's pretty cool. I wish I had four nips.
Why? What would you do with them? Why do men have nipples anyway?
I never could figure that one out.
You know what Martin Mull says?
Bugging me, too.
You know what Martin Mull said, the reason why men have nipples?
What's that?
So they can find their cigarettes when they're drunk. Because you got a pack of cigarettes there in your chest pocket, and they're like...
Here we go. Breaker, one Adam 12, one Adam 12, see the man. Are you there?
Yeah.
What's the good word?
Downtown on the Corfo.
Oh, well, all right.
And I can hardly hear you.
What's your name?
Turn the radio up in the car.
Yeah, turn the radio up in the car.
All right.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Nick, sir.
And you're calling us downtown from a car phone?
You are correct.
What's happening in downtown Cincinnati?
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all. There's a few people out walking around, so worth a while.
Do they look like derelicts?
Yeah, I'd say so. I'm getting feedback here.
I don't know what's going on either, man. That's why we need your pledges to help give us a bigger and better radio station.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
So what are you doing tonight, just driving around aimlessly the streets of Cincinnati?
I'm out cruising around with one of my...
Watch out for that Honda, Nick.
Hello, Sam. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, you're still... Okay.
We're still here. We're still there.
All right,
all right. Like you just got ran over by a Honda.
I don't know what happened there.
We're here for you, Nick.
Turn it down just a tad.
If you need us, Nick, we're here. Well, nice.
What'd you do?
We're here for you. Can you hear us now, Nick?
Yeah.
All right.
That's better.
There it is.
Technology, man. What do they think of next?
Dude, that was evil. I felt that, like, in my jaw.
What are you driving around for tonight, Nick?
I'm getting ready to make a right turn on... Hell, I don't know what it is here.
How's the traffic tonight?
There's not much of it.
Got a Smoky Bay report for us? There's a lot of people out there in their cars listening tonight.
A guy just drove by in a van. Looks like he might be doing the weaving thing.
Yeah?
There you go. I'm taking a right on Finley.
Well, good for you.
Yep, Finley Road. You with me?
Yeah, we're right there with you, man.
10-4, okay. Good buddy. This is just like Truck and Bozo, isn't it?
I hear you. I don't know. My friend's sitting here talking in my ear. I feel like slapping him.
Who's your friend?
Steve.
What's Steve doing tonight?
He's driving.
Oh, really? Let's send a big shout-out to Steve.
All right, Steve!
Woo! You want to holler at him?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Hello?
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
How are you?
All right.
Sounds like they're honking at you tonight, Steve.
Yeah. I like it.
What kind of car are you driving?
You hear my horn, man? You hear my horn?
No, let's hear it.
That's lovely.
You hear it?
Yeah.
I'm driving through over the Rhine honking my horn.
Yeah, you ought to do that.
Somebody's going to throw a bottle at me and
you should get
my
one
hair.
Of those Bo Duke. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da horns.
There's probably a lot of people listening to you guys, man. They hear me and shit. Walk. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there probably is a lot of people listening to us.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You want to talk to Nick?
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. He's the one to call.
Yeah. See ya.
Okie dokie.
Be careful, will you, Steve?
Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
I can see why you let Steve drive.
Woo!
There you go.
What a space cadet.
I forget. What about you, guy?
Does he think he's driving a moon unit lander or something?
He's driving a Mazda.
He's driving a Mazda, huh?
There you go.
With a cool horn.
Hold on, I got a damn cab stopped here in the road. Okay.
It's a cab, man.
That's what I said. I said a cab. Okay.
Well, I sure appreciate your call, Nick.
Well, let's talk for about another 20 or so, and I'll send a bill to you.
Where are you guys en route to?
We're going downtown. We were just through over the Rhine.
What are you looking for in over the Rhine? Drugs?
We're going to this bookstore down here. It stays open all night.
Kingsman?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going down to Kings, aren't you?
There you go.
Could you do us a big favor?
Call us.
Call us from King's News. We want to talk to the dude that works there.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we want to talk to some of the pervs that are looking at all the gay boy magazines.
All right, can we call you at the 961 number?
Yeah.
No. Call on the 749 number.
Yeah, it'll probably be hard to get through.
All right, if it's busy, call on 961, and we'll either call you back or we'll work something out.
Okay.
Yeah, do that. 961-8900, and we'll set something up.
All right. Want to talk to one of those guys wearing a raincoat in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll set it up.
You do that.
Okay.
Boy, we got something to look forward to now.
I'm a couple blocks away from it now, in fact.
Okay, great.
All right, guys.
When you get there, call us. No, actually, we'll just leave you on the line until you get there. You want to do that?
No, he's still there.
It's up to you. You want to do that?
Well, I mean, what's cheaper for you having a car phone? Is it cheaper to make two calls or just to stay on the line?
Well, I was going to call you from in the store.
Okay, call us from in the store. Hey, later.
I'm going to have him call you, guy.
Yeah, have one of those creeps call us.
All right, man.
So anyway, I'm in Kings, right?
Uh-huh.
First time ever.
Kings News.
And I'm looking at the Reds memorabilia. I swear to God, I was. I'm looking at the Reds plaques, the Reds autographed baseballs. And this, I don't know, downtown rent-a-cop, or I don't know if he was a real cop. He didn't look like a real cop, though. He came up to me, and he just, like, was trying to be real casual and stuff, and he just said, the stuff here is really expensive. I would shop somewhere else. And then he walked away. Like, I was going to buy that autographed Sparky Anderson baseball card for $225 or something.
Well, they got one of them?
They got a lot of cool stuff in there, but it is outrageously priced.
Really?
Yeah, and you got a lot of guys just standing around there looking at magazines.
It's the only place in Cincinnati that I know of you can buy pornography.
It's cool. It's not pornography, though. It's art.
That's right. It's art.
I looked over a guy's shoulder, and I saw a picture that just blew my mind, and I won't describe it because it blew my mind.
Blew your mind, huh?
It totally blew my mind. And it was a guy looking at it, too. It was like an old, creepy, dried-up guy, and it was the phone's ringing, and it was sad. But that's life. That's life in the big city. We moved on right down to Barleycorn's after that.
All right. Party on.
Nothing like looking at a little pornography before you go have some potato skins, I always say. Nothing puts you in the mood for potato skins like pornography. Howdy doody, Aaron.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's the good word?
Well, I know you don't have any more t-shirts left, but I can beat the quadri-nipple guy.
You can beat quad nips? Pair of tits?
That's right.
Go ahead, what is it?
I've got two of them schlongs.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Well, okay, do you have one in the regular place for most guys?
Yep.
And where's your other rooster?
Right below it. I can get a chick in both holes at the same time.
Wow. Oh, man, I sure do wish that we had another t-shirt. Okay, when you go to the bathroom, do you know which one it's going to come out of? Do you end up, like, peeing on your foot half the time?
How do you know that?
This guy's silly. Rob, this guy's silly. You're even entertaining this? This isn't even funny.
Later!
Call me silly.
Okay, we're going to play a song. Hopefully when we come back from the song, that guy will be calling us from King's Lounge.
And if you hear this song, you'll be singing it the rest of the morning.
Albert, we're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain.
Welcome back to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. We've got Bernie on the line currently. Bernie, give us a good word. Bernie.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello?
Bernie, listen to your radio, not the telephone.
Hello? Hey. I'm listening, and I was saying something, but you guys didn't hear me.
Did you guys hear about Beavis and Butthead?
Last we heard was they were a cartoon on MTV.
Well, the new thing is that that they were blamed for another fire.
Christina Zapata, 24-year-old woman up there in Norwalk, Ohio, which is about 35 miles south of the Lake Erie shore, said her son Marcus climbed to the top of her refrigerator, got a butane lighter, and set fire in his bedroom. We were in the grocery store, Mrs. Zapata said, and he kept saying, "Fire's good, fire's good." Like on that stupid Beavis and Butthead show. I sat down with him yesterday and I told him, "No, fire is not good." But that story?
But that's like, it's like a month after they took all the fire stuff out of the cartoon and put it on at 10:30 at night.
Well, the thing is, they keep showing that fire stuff on the news. So if he saw Beavis and Butthead going, "Fire, fire, fire," he probably saw it on the news.
Okay, maybe. Oh, well, I'm done.
Yeah, we heard about it. Do you have a comment to make about it or anything?
No, I just think it was a 5-year-old kid, and it's on at 10:30, and they took all the fire references out. I want to know where the parents are sometimes.
Well, let's see. Zapata and her boyfriend, Gary Skelton, got Marcus and their 2-year-old daughter, Jessica, with a K, J-E-S-I-K-A, out before anyone was injured.
Okay.
So, I don't know what the hell happened with little, what's his name?
Marcus.
Marcus Zapata. Maybe we should call these people. Wake them up.
Let's not even bother.
Wake them up in Norwalk.
Norwalk.
All right, take it easy, Bernie.
Okay, bye.
The phone number here is 749-1444. In case you just tuned in, it's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're taking calls. Some guys might be calling us back from the King's Newsstand downtown here in a few minutes. If so, we're really looking forward to that.
But I remember watching Speed Racer and I always wore a scarf after that around my neck.
Really?
But then I watched Johnny Quest, too, and I always wore black turtlenecks. So I think these cartoons may have an influence on kids.
This program is brought to you in part by Pizza Papa John's, delivering the perfect pizza. Piping hot, delivered piping hot with thick, rich, real cheese and generous helpings of your favorite toppings. Plus zesty pepperoncinis and garlic sauce.
You know, not Papa John's, but the general state of food in this country is so bad that simply advertising something as fresh is now considered a plus. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed that?
Yep.
Like at a McDonald's or Burger Death or Hardee's or Wendy's or Arby's or KFC or Poosh's or Perkins or the Masonette, any of those kind of fast food places, they always advertise, "Come in and get a chicken sandwich. It's fresh." Shouldn't it be assumed? I know. Should it be assumed that it's fresh? I mean, shouldn't fresh be like, well, of course it's fresh, but it's also spicy and made with love and care and I don't know. But now they have to food is so bad that they have to advertise when it's fresh.
If you want to eat clean food, stay at home. And even then, you better hope that Kroger's got it in clean.
What, did you see that thing about the chickens the other day on the news?
Yeah. Now, here in related news.
You gotta cook them. Turned out that's the deal. You gotta cook your chickens before you eat them.
From the city of Kyiv, Ukraine. Is it Kyiv or Kiev?
Kiev.
Kiev.
What are you, what the hell?
What?
Kiev. Chicken Kiev.
All right. Chicken
You're
Kiev.
Talking about chicken, and you start talking about Kiev.
All right.
It's Ukrainian capital.
Okay, out in the Ukraine.
You know what they call the Ukraine?
What they call it?
The breadbasket of the Soviet Union, although there is no Soviet Union now.
Now what is it? Just the breadbasket of what?
Just where they grow all the wheat.
Okay.
And corn.
Confounding the prophecies of a Ukrainian doomsday cult, the world failed to end last Sunday. The White Brotherhood had expected the doomsday's highlight to be the suicide and resurrection of their self-styled messiah,
David Koresh.
No, Maria Divai Christos.
Do you think that's Ukrainian for Koresh? Jay Kristoff? Do you think when the Koreshes landed on Ellis Island, the guy said, "What's your name?" They said, "Dita Kristoff," and they said, "You're Koresh."
Instead of ascending to heaven in a huge ball of flame, Kristoff spent Sunday in prison, where she faces charges of hooliganism and seizing state property.
Hooliganism is a crime in the Ukraine?
Uh-huh, you can't be a hooligan in the Ukraine.
Heck no.
Throw you in jail. Bet you didn't know it was the end of the world, did you?
No, it seems like every so often, someone has an end of the world. Like, usually, when I, In Korea, it seems like every 4 months there's some religious sect that goes sits on a mountaintop and waits for the end of the world. In the United States during the 1840s, people would always go sit on a mountaintop and wait for the end of the world, just like that Elvis Costello song.
Okay, what are we doing here, Jim?
We are calling King's News.
Oh, man.
Great. This ought to be good, clean fun.
And we're going to talk to the proprietor, Dan.
Did he say it was cool?
Yes, I did ask him.
Why do we got to call him?
Everything's on the up and up.
Dan, that's for sure.
Good morning, King's News.
Hi, can I speak with Dan, please?
Speaking.
Dan, this is Rob of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hi, Dan.
Hi.
Well, we understand you were tipped off about us calling you.
Yep.
Bernie told you about it, or Tony, or who was it?
Steve.
Nick and Steve.
Nope.
Who was it?
Some guy named Gil.
Okay. Well, he probably used a fake name when he talked to us. Hey, so how's business down there?
Dead.
Dead?
Yep.
There's no one in there?
Nope.
Do you ever get the willies working there all night long?
Nope.
You're perfectly comfortable and safe, you feel, working there all night long in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Ever any rough stuff in there?
Nothing I can't handle.
Yeah, you strapped?
5'10", 210.
Well, whatever that means. Do you got a gun?
Nope.
You don't?
Don't need one.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're 5'10", weigh 210 pounds?
Yep.
Okay, you could probably take care of yourself then.
Yeah.
Who make up the majority of your customers?
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Ball crowd.
The ball crowd?
Bar. B-A-R.
Oh, okay. So you're way what, like a guy goes to the bar and he's like, man, I want to try to pick up a lady. He can't pick up a lady, so he says, you know, I think I'll pick up a magazine.
Yeah.
You guys sell Cincinnati Reds memorabilia too, don't you?
Yep. Yeah.
It's at a reasonable price, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. How come you guys can get away with selling those kind of adult magazines when Kinkwick can't even sell Playboy anymore?
I don't know, because she's been in business a long time.
So it's like a grandfather clause or something?
Pretty much.
How much of your business is that kind of peaky-peaky kind of magazines? And how much of it is your old, Popular Mechanics Reader's Digest kind of crowd?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Is it about 50-50?
I'm not at liberty to say.
Would you say it's more like 60-40, maybe?
I'm not at liberty to say.
He ain't gonna tell.
Well, see, that's one of those old interviewing tricks. When a guy says, I can't answer that, you just go ahead and ask it to him a couple more times. And eventually they might say it. So, what would you say? It's like 50-50, then?
Not at liberty to say.
He's good.
Hey, you're pretty good. You've been interviewed before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Any celebrities come in there like Nick Clooney or John Keysweater or... Jerry Springer probably used to come in there every other week, didn't he?
I have not been working here that long.
What about like Chris Sabo or Paul O'Neill or somebody?
Nope.
Barry Larkin?
Not that I know.
Hmm.
I'm a midnight man.
You're the midnight man. Well, you know, the ball game gets over with, 10:30, 11 o'clock, they get showered. They walk on down to Kings, you know, from Riverfront Stadium. You'd think Vince Coleman or somebody would probably drop in every once in a while. How long have you been working there?
About a month.
Good dental plan?
No comment.
I take it you don't have a good dental plan? How much do you make an hour? A lot? Like $7 an hour?
No.
Eight?
Not at liberty to say.
Okay, so would you say it's more than six?
Not at liberty to say.
Find out if we can talk to them dudes that called us up.
Hey, are the two freaks that called us up still around?
Who are they?
I don't know. Nick and Steve and Benny and Gil and Fred or somebody. Who are they?
Gil.
Nick and Steve and Gil.
Nope.
They left?
No one's been in here all night.
Why did they say customers there? What? I guess they called him.
Oh, okay. They must have called you first, huh? Do they come in a lot? Does your friend Gil come in a lot?
Not that I know.
How much is a pack of butts there?
Pack of smokes?
Yeah.
That's company price. I'm not allowed to give out company price over the phone.
Ooh, so is it more than $2?
Not at liberty to say.
So is it less than $3?
Not at liberty to say.
See if we can talk to some of the customers.
There are no customers in the store?
Nope. Rain's running everybody out.
Oh, okay. No, so I figured the rain would run everybody in.
Well, there's no one in here.
Hmm.
How do you get your magazines? Who do you buy them off of? What kind of distributorship you got there?
Don't know.
You don't know? What do you do all night? Do you have to stock shelves, or do you have to front the stuff, or do you sit there and do crypto quips and crosswords all night?
I mainly run the verso and keep the place looking nice.
Okay, that's good. Do you have to mop and buff?
And there was mom the idiot.
Do you have to mop and buff the floor?
No.
Is the floor ever really nasty?
No.
The floor never gets really gross?
No.
That's good news. Anything else? We sure appreciate the update on what's going on out there. What's it called? The King's News?
Yep.
Open 24 hours. You can go in there. Do you sell the Wall Street Journal?
One moment.
He's got to go look.
I don't think we do.
Do you sell the New York Times?
Yes.
USA Today?
Yes.
Cincinnati Inquirer?
Yes.
Cincinnati Post?
Yes.
St. Louis Dispatch?
Nope.
Los Angeles Times?
Nope.
Washington Post?
Nope.
Bodybuilding Today?
Excuse me?
Do you sell Bodybuilding Today?
I think we do.
Guitar Player?
Probably.
Guitar World?
Don't know.
Cream?
There are too many magazines in here for me to even name.
Rolling Stone?
There are too many magazines in here for me to remember.
What's your favorite name for a dirty magazine?
Don't have one.
But don't some of those names of some of those magazines tickle your funny bone?
Don't pay attention to them. All I do is ring them up.
Do you ever look at them?
I don't need to.
Not at liberty to say, right?
No, I don't need to.
Well, I mean, you don't need to, but do you want to?
Not really.
You have no interest in seeing naked women?
What's the use of looking at it if you ain't going to be able to touch it?
That's a good, healthy attitude, and that's why they probably hired you to work down there. Well, I sure appreciate it, and I bet your high school guidance counselor is very proud of the vocational choice you made. And keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Keep Cincinnati free.
Yep.
Let's go Bengals. Later.
Chris and Rob talking to our good friends down at the King's Lounge.
King's News.
King's Lounge is down there in Hyde Park, isn't it?
Is it? That's probably a classy. I bet it's not as classy as King's News.
No, King's Lounge is pretty classy, though.
Really?
Yeah, really. My grandma used to go there a lot. Now I think about it.
So you take the bus there and get sauced and go back home on the bus?
The phone number here is 749-1444. 749-1444. And we'd love for you to get in on this action while we still got a couple of lines open.
Taking your calls and talking about whatever you want to.
I found the other day I was in this restaurant, a little swanky place.
And you I mean found, UDF?
It was a real swanky place. I'm not at liberty to say. And I got a sugar packet, and on the back of the sugar packet it said, satisfaction. And underneath the word satisfaction it said, if you don't get everything you want, think of the things you don't get that you don't want.
They have those sugar packets at like UDF.
But this one says, if you don't get everything you want, think of the things you don't get that you don't want. And I've been thinking about that ever since I got it, and I'm still thinking about it.
I thought that I had it bad because I had no shoes. And then I met a man with no knees. Jennifer, you're on with Chris and Rob.
I think the way that phrase really goes is...
It really goes... anything solid come up?
No.
Okay, so how's that phrase really go?
I had no shoes till I met a man who had no feet.
Big deal. If you don't have any knees, you don't have any feet.
Let me finish it, please.
And then I thought a guy was no feet, and then he had no...
Let her finish, Rob.
Chest.
I cried because I had no shoes till I met a man who had no feet. Then I stole his shoes.
Cats, sacks, kittens, wives. How many were going to St. Ives?
That's a great one.
Say this for me, will you? Say this. One smart fellow, he felt smart.
One smart fellow, he felt smart.
Okay, now say this. Two smart fellows, they both felt smart. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Say that real fast.
I can't say
two
that.
Smart
say it
fellows,
real fast.
They felt
no,
smart.
I'm sorry.
One smart fellow, he
Come
felt
on.
Smart.
Be a sport. I'd do it for you.
I wouldn't be able to. I'd have to write it down.
No, just say it. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they both felt smart.
I won't. Fellow,
he felt
I can't.
Smart.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, is that supposed to be hard?
What?
That's not hard.
No.
That's a piece of cake. Jim can do it. Watch.
We'll do it then.
Jim can do it all the way up three smart fellas. They all three felt smart. Two smart fellas, they both felt smart. One smart fella, he felt smart. Do it, Jim.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Three smart fellas, they all felt smart. Two fart, fart smellers. Oh, you caught me, man.
You screwed
I
up,
said
Jim.
Fart on the air.
Two fart smellers, that's what you're supposed to say?
Two smart fellas, and then you're supposed to say...
Now say this, Jennifer. Oh. I never was a fig plucker nor a fig plucker's son, but I keep on picking figs until the fig plucker comes.
I never was a
fig No, you don't plucker. Have to. This. Okay, what's on your mind tonight, Jennifer?
I think I just heard the interview there with the fine establishment there downtown.
Have you ever been in King's News?
I certainly have.
And? Did you pick anything up?
What magazine were you in?
Hot Boys and Bondage, maybe?
I think after that interview, I think we should wish the world did end last Sunday.
Why?
Take it however you like.
So you're saying Chris and Rob is at an all-time low?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the people you choose to interview.
I think, you know, ever since...
Hey, we're interviewing you! What the hell?
Well...
What's your favorite pizza in the Queen City?
Papa John's.
Good bingo. You know, since Chris and Rob's been on the air for 30 years, people have been waiting for us to interview the guy who does the overnight shift at King's News.
Hasn't it been 35?
No, 32. Don't make 32. Us older than we are.
Okay, well, I rounded up.
Okay, well, we're always round down.
All right.
But so anyway, you've been down here in King's? What'd you think?
It was nice. It was clean.
Yeah, nice.
It was.
What time were you there?
Oh, it was after a sports event.
You went to the Reds game.
Right.
Got a little, you were watching those guys in their short, tight pants, and you got a little...
I wasn't cheers. That close to that.
You got a couple of those Hudipoles in you. You're scoping on Spuds and Barry's butts over there on the left side of the infield, and you thought you'd stop off at King's News.
Yep, that's right.
And pick up a copy of Bat Boy Illustrated.
That was the exact one that I got. Yeah, it was a nice place. They have all kinds of really nice ashtrays and lamps and things too.
And ink pens.
Sure.
I'm thinking, man, it's third week of November. I want to get my Christmas shopping over with. I just want to get it done before Thanksgiving. Then, you know, I'm thinking, sure. What shoes, shirts, CDs, records? What should I buy, people? Then it came to me like a flash out of the blue. King's News gift certificates. The right. Perfect stocking stuffer.
You could have asked when you called.
I should have probably ordered a few.
Yeah, you should have. But, I mean, who do you have to... I mean, I could give you a suggestion for a gift. I mean, who do you have to shop for?
Okay. My dad, my mom, and my sister.
Okay, how old
And my brother.
How old's your sister?
31.
Oh.
Is she cute?
She looks like me.
I don't know. Get her,
No, I already bought her. Screw her. Oh, I got her right. Some Sierra. I went into the Pennies. I said, I want some Sierra. And they said, well, we have this. This is for $20, but this is much better buy. It's $30. And it was like, you know, the two bottles of the stuff.
Right.
And then an extra $10, they give you the powder puff of the stuff. I'm like, I don't want the powder puff. So then I lied to the sales lady. I said, well, I'll get her the $20 one, and then I'll buy her something else. Like I'm going to buy her something else.
Yeah, right.
I know. No way.
And then, that's pretty good. I mean, getting it out of the way so you don't have to rush.
But I still need to get something for my dad, my mom.
Get him like a bowling shirt.
Well, they quit bowling. Her knees are going bad. And I'll get my brother a baseball card.
You're going to do like karaoke now, huh?
We are?
Yeah, do they? Is that what they do or not?
Nah, they don't do anything.
Oh.
Sit around and watch Cops. Hey, do you got a cold? You sound awful.
Actually, I do have a cold. It's more of a sore throat, but I don't mean to sound really awful.
You know what I like? I like that commercial for that medicine that you spray in your mouth. and the woman, she gets a spray in her mouth. She goes, wow, it feels like someone's putting medicine right on my throat. No. Well, duh.
I've seen that one.
I haven't seen it this year, but they used to show it a lot last year. Wow, chloroseptic. Sprayed on her mouth.
So
it feels like medicine right on my throat.
How is Chris? I mean,
Chris is over here furiously riding away. He's doing his Christmas shopping. He's like, Aunt Flo, $10 gift certificate to Kings. Uncle Bill.
Get them all.
Hey, Jennifer.
What? Waste subscriptions.
Hey, Jennifer, you want to have a good time with us?
Certainly. What?
You want to party down?
I would like to.
Want to do something fun?
Is it time?
Yeah, it's time.
It's time for Kung Fu Theater.
It's time for Kung Fu Theater, and tonight Rob is going to introduce the title of tonight's episode of Kung Fu Theater. Uh-oh, wait a minute. My tape ain't playing.
Hey, you know what we need? You know, I just figured out what we need, Chris.
What's that?
We just need that big gong.
I'll get that by next week.
You get that by next week. Check the tape so you'll remember.
Okay. But this week, we don't have a gong. We just have...
Tonight's episode.
A donkey. Tonight, we have a donkey. We don't have a gong.
I'll do it like kind of a British accent because, like, these Hong Kong was owned by the British. Still is, okay. I think. Tonight's episode of Kung Fu Theater.
Wait a minute. Jennifer, you're going to help out, aren't you?
Yeah, what would you like me to do?
Get hit.
Okay.
Here we go.
And you can do some hitting, too, if you want.
Okay.
Tonight's episode of Kung Fu Theater. Clan of the Donkey. Ninja Donkey People, or the little yellow donkey that could. This concludes tonight's episode of Kung Fu Theater. Tune in next week when you'll hear Chris say,
"Good Lord, look at the size of that thing."
So what'd you think, Jennifer?
I think it was one of the best ones yet.
Yeah, they just keep getting better and better and better.
What can you do?
Just remember, this is the only late night talk show in town where you can hear such quality programming as Kung Fu Theater.
Especially at 20 minutes to 4 in the morning.
Right on.
Yeah.
For free.
Pretty soon the calls will start flooding in when Barnaby goes off.
I have one more thing and then I'll go ahead and go.
Okay,
Everyone needs to call and pledge to WAIF. Because it's very important.
Hey, Jennifer.
What?
What's your zip code?
220.
Do you happen to know where 226, is that what it is?
224.
Do you know where 224 is?
Let me look in the phone book and call you back.
We'd love it.
Okay, well, everybody call 749-1444. And if you want to make a pledge, call 961-8900.
Later.
Bye.
She's gone down in the undertow. She's been
Okay, okay, guy who wrote that scathing fan mail. We know what your zip code is now. We know where you're from. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
Chris is the, what, the queer, stupid idiot, and I'm the craphead fartmonger or something like
right.
that. And we're coming to get you.
The phone number here is 749-1444. 749-1444. We're taking your calls for another hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're having a good old time, aren't we?
We are having a good time.
We're having so much fun. I'm breaking out in a cold sweat. So don't get too close.
I won't. Your odor is keeping us away.
All right, you said you had some info to lay on us, Rob. What was it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's okay, I did. I forgot all about it. Okay, here's the information.
Well, if you want to wait and take a call before we get to this real heavy information, that's fine with me.
Okay. I'll wait. We'll see what's going on.
Where are you calling from? Milford. Well, Loveland.
Okay, Milford Loveland's up next.
Oh, what? No. Oh, he hung up. What?
A showing of moral support.
Yay! We got a showing of moral support.
All right, great. Okay.
Let's have a big shout out for Milford.
Woo!
Woo! All right, Milford.
Milford rocks. What's the Milford High School team called?
The Milford Mud Skippers.
All right. Okay, lay that information on us, Robbie.
The Third Time's a Charm 1993 Wave Special Annual Membership Meeting and Potluck Dinner is this Sunday, November 21st at 4:30, St. Anthony, Padua Church, 2524. Did I say Padua?
Don't matter.
Yeah, it don't. It's across the street from Wave. This Sunday, 4:30. Bring some baked beans or some potato salad or perhaps
deviled
some
eggs.
Coleslaw.
Deviled eggs. They're going to love deviled eggs down here.
Yeah. I like them with a lot of mustard and a lot of paprika.
Yeah.
And you can call up and you can tell them that you love Chris and Rob. They should get a better time slot. They should probably get... Right now we have two studios working here at WAIF. We should probably have this special Chris and... We have Studio A, Studio B. We're Studio Chris and Rob.
Right on. We want our own studio. And we're working hard to get it.
We deserve our own studio.
We figure if the Bengals can demand their own stadium, we can demand our own radio station, and we're working for it.
We don't suck nearly as hard as the Bengals do.
Right.
That should be the new motto.
Mm-hmm.
You're Chris, I'm Rob, and together we don't suck nearly as hard as the Bengals do.
No, not at all. We should write that one down.
It's on tape. We don't need to write anything down. You don't need to write anything down anymore. It's all on tape. 749-1444 is the phone number here at Chris and Rob. Something you'd like to spout off about. Go ahead, climb up on your soapbox and dial us up. And if there's something just sticking in your craw. You know what's sticking in my craw?
What's sticking in your craw, Robbie?
All these morons who are totally shocked that a judge would overturn something that the people voted for.
That's a bunch of crap, isn't it?
It's like these morons have never heard of judicial review. It's like these morons had absolutely no concept of the way the government's set up. It's like people had no idea that the judicial branch of government could overturn something that the people voted on. They're all acting surprised. People are calling up all these AM talk shows and writing letters to the Inquirer. Hey, oh boy, I can't believe that stupid judge is doing all this stuff. They're morons. That's the way America works. You can pass a law, but then the judicial branch can say, nope, law's no good. Don't like that law at all. Get rid of it.
Nope.
I don't like it at all.
You should probably just keep one thing in mind. If you don't get everything you want, think of the things that you don't get that you don't want.
Run that one by me one more time.
Only then will you experience full, total bliss. If you realize that if you don't get everything you want...
You don't get everything you want. Okay,
think great. About the things you don't get that you don't want. Right now is...
Like herpes. Okay. Like we want a new studio, but we don't get it. But we don't want herpes, and we don't get it. Is that it?
Something like that.
So count your blessings for not having herpes?
Uh-huh. Don't forget, there's a pledge drive going on over...